Honolulu-Civil Beat's reality check looks at how COVID-19 has put a strain on day-to-day military operations and training efforts. This morning, we introduce you to a new member of the online newsroom, Kevin Nodell. He is a reporter for the Report for America Corps. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
Yeah, so you're going to be focusing on military issues, and your story today covers a lot of ground, including, you know, the fact that the military isn't really disclosing, you know, where these positive COVID cases pop up.
No, they did initially do some local reporting on the island until orders came down from the Pentagon to stop reporting locally, at least not publicly. The Pentagon is still sharing numbers with local state officials. So when the health department reports total numbers for the state, that includes military numbers.
Yeah, I know we have that map of the zip codes, and you can see that it stretches and includes, you know, the Kaneohe Marine Base, you know, as well as Pearl Harbor. But we just don't know the actual numbers, and they aren't released publicly to all of us.
No, they're not. The reasoning for that was from Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who argued that that was needed on national security grounds. He was concerned that reporting high case numbers within military populations in specific areas could alert foreign adversaries to vulnerabilities in areas if military speak, if readiness were to be impeded. If you have a lot of sick soldiers, they might be more vulnerable and be less able to respond quickly to a crisis.
Yeah, so talk about the effect it's had on the training.
Well, it's a lot of training has been suspended, or it had been suspended. Some of it's gradually getting back on track. A lot more of the day-to-day operations is being done distant, remote. A lot more masks, a lot more gloves. RIMPAC, the largest naval exercise worldwide, and it's a biannual event out here, is going to be held entirely offshore this year, and probably is going to be much smaller. They're not entirely sure how many of the world's navies are going to actually attend, but we can probably expect around half, give or take, possibly less, as we get closer to it and as other countries make decisions on what they're going to do. But sailors will not be coming aboard for sure. They aren't going to be going into Honolulu, so they're not going to be bar hopping or going to the hotels.
Right. And, you know, as part of your story, you also talked about the order that General Hara put out about the exemptions that the military families have to the 14-day quarantine. And that caused a little hullabaloo at the city council about, you know, fairness.
It did. Though I also think that there's been a lot of confusion about what that actually means. It's not as if – so HARA did grant exemptions to them, so they are not subject to state authorities, but most of them are then – subject to their own authorities. So the Army, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, they become responsible for these families once they come in. And most of their commanders are giving them guidance to continue abiding by the policies. They have their own policies, which are sometimes either very similar to or outright identical to the state's policies.
Right. And as part of your story brought out, which was the new thing, which I learned, was that the Coast Guard, the problems with the Coast Guard were what really triggered this of the different branches.
Right. When I inquired, they told me that it had initially been requested by the Coast Guard, and they took some time to figure out what they were going to do. And when I talked to the Coast Guard about it, the reasoning was that, unlike a lot of the other bases, unlike a lot of the other branches, the Coast Guard is considerably smaller. They don't necessarily have the resources or the space on their bases to welcome new families when they come in. And also, for most of the branches, most of it is based around Oahu. There's a lot more postings around the islands for the Coast Guard, and sometimes they'll be posted in places where food delivery and pharmacy delivery, like...
All right. Well, good for you for finding that new fact out. But thanks so much, Kevin. That was reporter Kevin Nodell with today's Reality Check. To read a story, visit civilbeat.org.